Joke spotted on the internet goes, "What's the definition of a Canadian?" Answer, an unarmed American with health insurance. Despite the proximity and the close economic and cultural relationship, there are as many differences as there are similarities between the people of the United States and Canada. Yet Canada is one of America's closest allies and can usually be relied upon when a call goes out from Washington. Usually, but not always. This time, Canada has dug in its heels on the Iraq issue, at least for now. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Toronto.
In Canada, issues of military and defense are not part of the political culture the way they are in the United States. But since the September 11th terrorist attacks, security has become a major focus here. Canadians found they were having to defend themselves against American accusations that the terrorists came from their side of the border. Something which simply isn't true, says Stephen Clarkson, a professor of political economy at the University of Toronto.
The default position in Washington is that Canada is the Club Med for terrorists, and we're lax, and we're soft and pink. And the reality, of course, is that the FBI and the CIA were at fault in letting in the terrorists who trained in American flying schools, but we tend to get blamed anyway.
Clarkson says many Canadians were stung by the American criticism, but there's been little opposition to some fundamental changes in Canada that have taken place since then. Security along the common border has been beefed up, allowing law and immigration officials from both countries to cross over. Ottawa's also introduced sweeping new anti-terrorism laws and toughened its immigration policies. Some Canadians are concerned the changes will erode their national identity. But Canadians are also aware that they're vulnerable to attack because of the traditionally close relationship with America, says Joel Sokolsky with the Royal Military College in Kingston.
I think the public is generally in favor of responding to American security because they see it as a threat to themselves. There is an intellectual elite which has been voicing objections to this, but public opinion polling shows the government is on solid foundation in its activities.
But while most Canadians support the war on terrorism, the same doesn't hold true for a possible military strike against Iraq. Like other American allies, Canada wants a UN resolution before Ottawa backs a bombing campaign against Saddam Hussein. The University of Toronto's Clarkson says President Bush is viewed as a far right-wing politician driven by militarists in the Pentagon. And Clarkson says there's a deep-seated fear Canada will get dragged down into something it doesn't believe in.
I think there's real concern about where Bush is leading the United States, and where he leads the United States, that affects everybody right around every part of the globe. So there's concern, and I guess it's growing concern in the sense that Iraq looms as a possible disaster.
And there isn't a sense that Jean Chrétien, the Canadian Prime Minister, has the ear of President Bush, nor wants it. Earlier this month, Chrétien's spokesperson called Bush a moron. Jason Kenney, a member of Parliament with the Canadian Alliance Party, says those kind of remarks only exacerbate an already chilly relationship between the two administrations. Kenney says there's a sense that even if Canada does endorse and contribute to a military operation, it still wouldn't have much of an input into American war planning.
That's one part of the resentment that some Canadians feel towards the United States, that we're ignored and taken for granted. And we also do want sometimes to take different approaches to foreign policy that sometimes aren't paid attention to.
Instead, Canadian officials say all they're getting is pressure from Washington to increase the defense budget and to supply soldiers if needed in Iraq. For now, there may be resistance from Ottawa to fall into line with American plans, but when the crunch comes, that will likely change. The two countries have often fought side by side, most recently in Afghanistan, and already Canada has Navy warships integrated with the American fleet in the Persian Gulf, says the Royal Military Academy's Sokolsky.
The irony is, if you told the Canadian military, well, we're just going to do Canadian activities, not cooperate with the U.S., recruitment would go down, because that's what people sign up for. They like operating with highly professional armed forces.
Sokolsky says deep down, Canadians know their country is not a high priority for the United States. Unlike many European countries, there have been no massive demonstrations in Canada against the United States or any possible military action in Iraq. In fact, the largest demonstration in the past decade was when 80,000 people showed up on Parliament Hill in Ottawa shortly after the terrorist attacks to express their sympathy to the American people. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Toronto.